Welcome to the 2018 Annual Blind Information Technology Specialists Meeting. I hope everyone's going to have a good meeting. And to start us off, Mr. Secretary, I'd like to have you give us the roll.
Okay, Mary Abramson, Robert Armstrong, Kimberly Alfonso, Jonathan Avila, Steve Bauer, Jeffrey Bennett, Jeff Bishop, Jackie Boomstra, Andy Borka, Elizabeth Bowden, Kathy Brandt, B-R-A-N-D-T, Marie Brennis, Richard Brock, Donna Brown, Donna Browning, Karen Campbell, Ray Campbell, Jason Castengoy, Danny Crone, Thomas Cummings,
here,
Frank Cuda, UTA, Virginia D-E-B-L-E-Y.
Yeah, DeBlay.
DeBlay. James Denham. Rita Dillick, D-I-L-E-K. Betsy Doan. Grady E-B-E-R-T. Ebert. Janelle Edwards. Karen Idle.
That's me. That's it. Karen Idle. Yeah, the E is silent.
Justin E-K-I-S. Robin Frost. Michael Fulton. John Glass, David Goldfield, Marion Hazelrid, Mary Carla Hayes, Debbie Hazelton, Lynn H-E-D-L, Edel, Sean Henning, Paul Henriksen.
Mr. Secretary?
Yes.
Excuse me, did we get Lynn Heddle? I thought I heard, I didn't know if you got her in there or not.
No, she's not here. She's not.
I thought I heard her say yes.
That was just pronunciation.
Oh, okay.
Point of order. If people could not try to pronounce or say anything, it would give David a chance to hear the actual person who needs to check in.
Sorry about that.
That's okay.
Wendelin. H-O-V-E-N-D-I-C-K.
Wendelin Hoovendick present, sir.
Earlene Hughes.
Here.
Douglas Hunsinger.
Here.
Paul Hunt. Curtis Jackson. Jim Jerick. Catherine Johnson. Richard Johnson. Terrell Jones. Thomas Jones.
Here.
Tyler Cavanaugh. Michael Keithley, Lynn Correll.
Can you hear me now, John?
Yep, yes. There you go.
Thank you.
Thank you. Larry Kretke. Maria Christick.
Here.
Martin Kuhn. Michael Loth. Amanda Lee. Amanda Lee. Barbara Lombard.
That's what Lombardi should be.
Okay, Lombardi. Thomas Lutz. Paula Mackey?
Mac, that's me. I'm
Mac,
here.
Mac, M-A-C-K. Okay.
Yes, I'm here.
Scott Marshall, Dean Martineau, Marita Matthews, John McCann.
I am here.
Okay, you are there. Lanny, L-A-N-I-E, M-O-L-I-N-A, Molinar. Brian Moore. Marsha Moses?
Here.
Rhonda Nelson.
Here.
Kelsey Nicolay.
Here.
Michael O'Brien. Ann Parsons. Alan Peterson. Penelope Reeder. Nigel Richards. Stephen Robertson. Robert Rogers. Terry Ann S.U.R. Sermon, Betsy Sawyer, Lillian Scaife, Catherine Schmidt. For some reason I have a problem here. Is there somebody with last name Whitaker?
That's her. That's the rest of her name.
Oh, I'm okay. I'm sorry. Scott S. C-I-E-S-Y-I-N-S-K-I. Scott, S-C-I-E-S-Y-N-S-K-I. Marshall Scott, Lyle, S-I-N-E, sign. Ronald Smith, Bill Sparks, Jim Stenga.
I am here. Jim Stenga, I'm here.
Emily Starr, Abraham, S-W-E-I-S, Swiss.
Here.
David Tanner, he's around. Susan Thompson, Renee Tucker, Larry Turnbull, Deborah Turner, Robert Turner, Sean Turner, Richard Villa.
I'm here.
Frank Welty, Beverly Wieland, could be Wieland, W-I-E-L-A-N-D, Ron Wolfel, Christopher Wright, Cone Wright.
Karen Campbell.
Okay, Karen Campbell, okay.
Yeah, I show up as owner's iPhone, but it's Karen Campbell.
John Y-L-I-O-J-A. Michael Z-A-K-E-N. Michael Zakin. Vita Zavol, Renee Zellickson.
Yep, present.
Mr. President, if you can give me a couple minutes, a minute or so here.
Okay.
We have 19 participants. If I subtract you being in there twice, we have 18 participants. We have 106 members. We only need 10% for a quorum. I think we've got a quorum.
Yeah, I think we may have a quorum.
You said 18?
Yeah, I see 19. If we subtract Bits moderator for being in there twice, we have 18 participants.
Okay, I agree. I got 18 also.
We have a quorum.
Then we have a quorum.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you very much, Mr. Vice President. Appreciate that.
Well, I apologize. I had counted down a ways and lost count. I'm sorry.
Okay. That's hard to do. I've done it, Dave. That's hard to do.
Okay. Is there anyone who has joined us that believes they may not have been counted? Okay.
And Karen, I did get you. I just want to make sure you know that I did get you.
Okay.
All right. So are you okay there, Mr. Secretary?
I'm fine.
Okay. So I think what we'll do is move along to the approval of the agenda. As if anyone wants to make a motion to approve the agenda, we
can. I will make that motion.
Second.
Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Opposed?
Aye.
Okay, consideration and adoption of the 2017 annual meeting minutes. I would like to entertain a motion for their acceptance or adoption. Anybody move?
Karen Campbell so moved to adopt
okay.
The revised minutes.
Anyone second?
I'll second. Renee.
Okay, any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Okay. Now we will go to the treasurer's report. And by the way, that minutes have been approved. Thank you, David. Uh-huh. And Mr. Richard Villa, treasurer, do you have a report for us?
Yes. I want to start by saying that last year, I think I did the same thing. What I will say before I report is that our finances are well healthy. And over the year, we had expenditures and our income exceeded those expenditures. Expenditures such as prizes for, I wish somebody would mute themselves. Prizes such as the for the auction and our own lunch drawing. We spent money on our Zoom membership here, and also we paid our dues. We are going to be paid our renewal for our website coming up pretty soon. And again, we'll be spending money for the lunch and drawing, which is going to be very good. Anybody not buying the package is going to lose out. I'm going to review the report that I gave the board last week, since that hasn't changed. And this is the report that I gave effective as of the ending of May. So this is the status as of May the 31st for finances. The checking beginning balance of May was $2,920.18. And we had deposits. We had from PayPal, we had $38.24. Total deposits for the month was $38.24. We had zero expenses for the May. So total expenses was zero. The checking ending balance as of the 31st was, let's see here. Was $2,958.42. The balance at that time was zero in PayPal. Our account, savings account balance ended at $3,599.21. Our new CD balance is $15,000 since we converted to, and bought a larger CD during the year. And total in all our accounts is $21,557.63. And if anybody cares to, they may request treasurer's reports for any of the preceding months last year. So that can be submitted for audit.
Okay. Although it's probably not necessary, I'll entertain any motion to accept the treasurer's report.
So move.
I'll second. Renee, I'll second.
And no discussion. Okay. All in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Okay. That takes care of the treasurer's report. Thank you very much. We have reached the time when we get to talk about the president's report. And I'm only going to say that we've really had quite a year. And I will tell you that I'm excited about the fact that we've had several really good accomplishments, as you will see here. We've started this Zoom client, which I'm sure you can all agree is a fantastic sounding client for those people who are on either computers or iPhones or smartphones. And even if you're on the phone, it's definitely clear, I'm sure. So that is really excellent. And secondly, we have had our presentations and workshops move along. And I really think, quite frankly, that we've got just the sky's the limit as far as where we can take this. The presentations have been fantastic, and really, I think all things considered, we've done quite well. We've got a lot to go with yet, and we can still make this thing bigger. As far as our membership report is concerned, I'm going to kind of try and make this brief because we have some things to cover. The membership report, as it stands, we've got 106 members as of the April 30th record date, which is what we're really looking for here. And we have 9 life members. So we're doing pretty well. I really think this is doing excellently. And I would like to request some help here from my board, because my memory has failed. My thinking is that Richard Villa, as far as I know, has agreed to be the person who's going to be the delegate.
Yes,
that's and right.
Is John McCann in this? No, I don't think so.
No, Martin Kuhn, I believe, was going to be alternate. And I forget.
Alternate.
Yeah.
Who was sending to nominating?
Who was that?
I forget who was sending to nominating, but
yeah, David Tanner.
I am. David Tanner. Tanner, of course.
Right.
My secretary. Hey, brain cramp. The presidential brain cramps do occur. I am evidence of that at this point. Thank you very much.
So Marty Kuhn is alternate. Just
Marty yeah. Kuhn is alternate, and Richard Villa is the and I will make sure to present that to the national secretary. Now.
Oh yeah.
The turns out that we had a Kelly Cannon scholarship winner. And it was Carlos Medrano is the person who has won that. And I'm going to be sending a letter to him. And I'm looking forward to, I don't know if he's going to be able to be at convention. I haven't communicated with him just yet. I'm planning on doing that, finding that out. But I will offer him his Betsy year membership as standard procedure, and the expenses that would go along with that if he does end up at convention. So that would be good. The next thing, as you see, is about the participation in the Brenda Doan Memorial Walk. And I'm going to tell you folks the same thing as I did with the board when I talked to them earlier this month. And that is, I did not get it up there in time. And everybody by now has probably, in all honesty, decided which teams they're going to actually run for. So I'm going to sadly bow out of this year's Brenda Doan Memorial Walk, but I made this promise to the board, and I will make it to you as I did to Donna Brown, who I've been communicating with, who's running that particular charity. The fundraiser. I will definitely get this out on my April agenda. In fact, it may come sooner than that, because that is a great thing. Renee and I have done this in the past. Last couple of years, we haven't. We've been on the fire side, and we just couldn't get up. So that's the story, as that is the truth. And so having said that, we're going to have a fairly good program this year. Mr. Richard Villa is going to be pretty much our on-site representative, and he's going to handle things. We have quite a program. I'll wait and let that be determined as we give the committee reports, but I'm looking forward to that. Really, it's going to be great. As far as goals for this future, this being an organization that is for you, I have some ideas that I would like to employ, of course, but I also encourage input from any of you. If you ever have any ideas of where you would like this organization to go, I'm interested in hearing from you, and I would be more than happy to attempt to implement them. I would like to see down the road an expansion of the workshops and presentations that we've been, the presentations and workshops, as I should say, that have been going on. They've been really great. And I would like to see an expansion of that. And I'll tell you, I really think that we have some other ideas that we might talk about later on. We've talked about it among the board some years back, about a talent directory that involves people telling us what they're good at. And this may help people coordinate things that they want to learn and things that they want to do. So that's one thing I'd like to see happen, if we can get that to go. At this point, I would like to move along to old business. As you can see, I'm trying to race through an agenda here. And for committee reports, is there anybody that the presentation workshops or the convention program, either one of you want to talk about anything? Well, it's the same person. Well,
did we lose people?
Did we lose?
What are you asking for, Mr. President?
Yes.
What are you asking for?
I was curious to know about if there's any committee reports, and I was talking about the presentation workshops and the convention program committee report, and I was just wondering if they've...
Sorry, I was muted and didn't catch... I was muted.
Yeah, I thought you would be there again.
Okay. I'll give the convention program committee report, and then I'll give the presentations and workshops committee report, and I'll be brief on both. The convention program committee had several meetings, and I don't want to miss anyone. On the convention program committee, we had myself, Tom Jones, Richard Villa, Amanda Lee, David Tanner, Marty Kuhn. Oh, and there's one person. See, I knew I'd miss somebody. Richard. Renee Zellickson. That's all seven. And I got Richard. Yeah. And we had several meetings, and I do want to say the committee was active. We talked about ideas, and we came up with the following program. We shortened the program by a day because the convention has been shortened by a day, and it would give people on the BITS program a chance to go and visit other affiliates and other convention-related items. So on Saturday, from Saturday being June 30th now, we're going to have Peter Korn from Amazon, and Peter is going to talk about the accessible Amazon locker, tablets, Fire TVs, all things related to Amazon. And he'll be with us for 2 hours, from 10 to 12. From 1:15 to 2:15, we have APH Explorer and the Indoor Explorer Project. Keith Creasy, who is the project manager for that project, will be on the program to talk about that. And then we will have Peter Tusick from Humanware, who will talk about the Trekker and hopefully the new updates regarding the Trekker. He will be there from 2:15 to 3 o'clock. From 3 o'clock to 4, we are having Ira. Now, so far I have confirmation from Kelly Lovett. They're still working on their assignments, so I don't know who all will be assigned to that. But I do have confirmation that Ira will be there. On Sunday, for the luncheon, we are having a product update from Microsoft. And we have invited Jeff Bishop and Brad Humphrey to give us the Microsoft update. We'll have the mixer from 8 to 11. And for those attending the convention, you can buy the package. which will cover the registration costs, the lunch, and the mixer. And I'm trying to think. I can't think of anything else. Is there anything? Oh, Richard yeah. Villa will be our on-site representative, as I am not going to be at the convention, so Richard will fill in for our on-site representative. And did I hear a yes from someone?
Yes, I just was going to add the fact that, well, I'll let you, anybody else have anything else to say, because I wasn't saying yes to add for me.
Oh, one thing, okay.
One thing that's really important is that, all things being equal, the mid-sessions will be here in the Zoom room live. I'm taking equipment so that I can go ahead and broadcast them into the room here. I've already tested that last week on the chat, and it seems to work quite well. So all things being equal, we'll be live here in the Zoom room. Come in and take part.
I am hoping that will be true. I am concerned about an email which I received today about equipment that can hook up to the house. And I explained that we don't hook up our equipment to the house. And Janet has given me a different price for the hardwired internet. I'm hoping that there isn't going to be a problem with us getting hardwired internet. I do think the wireless internet will be overloaded. And I think we would have a bad connection if we tried to use the wireless internet. It would be, would have a bandwidth issue, and the Zoom would cut in and out. But if there are any issues, I will let you all know. And I'm sure Tom will also let you all know, and I'll be in touch. I forwarded the message that I received to the convention program committee. So, Richard, I might need your help there on site. But let's hope that it all works. And as Richard said, we are planning to Zoom the convention. And it'll be the first time we've had an interactive convention like that. Usually it's been recordings that people downloaded and listen to, but this could be so cool. We could ask questions, you know, it'd be interactive. Are there any questions about the convention program?
Erlene?
Yes.
I'm confused, and it's probably my fault.
Could we cover it later, though, David? I think I know what you're going to ask.
No, I don't think you do know. Is the only Microsoft thing during the luncheon? I was thinking there was something after the luncheon, or am I confused?
Oh, no, I wouldn't say you're confused. I just think that the Microsoft event is at the luncheon. That's part of the BITS luncheon.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I do apologize. I thought you were going to ask me about the IRA thing.
No.
I'm letting them handle that. I think that's the best way to handle that.
Okay. For some reason, I thought there was another Microsoft thing after the luncheon. And I was confused.
It's at the luncheon.
It's going to be a double. Yeah.
We're not going to be having them speak during the luncheon. We'll be speaking after that people eat. Yeah.
Right. But it's the same luncheon session.
Okay. I was just confused.
I think, David, maybe what you're referring to, there are other Microsoft sessions being held, but those are just separate. Like that's
Yeah, that's probably where I got confused.
Mm-hmm.
I was just trying to clear it up in my mind. That's all.
And I do want to apologize. I do want to apologize for one thing. I had no idea that there were going to be so many additional luncheon. I apologize. Strike the word luncheon. I had no idea there were going to be so many Microsoft sessions. Had I known, we could have tried to find a different luncheon speaker. It's just that the committee, there were people on the committee that requested a product update from Microsoft, and I didn't look closely at last year's program to see that Microsoft had been last year's luncheon speaker. So for the repetition, I apologize for that.
And for the people that are attending convention, it's to your benefit to buy the package because we're giving away a really nice prize. The new, it's not even been out yet. Fire TV Cube. That's going to come out next week, which is voice control. You can control it with just by command. And we're getting them next week. So we're going to have nice hot new that we're going to give away as a drawing for those people that buy the package, the bits package at the luncheon.
So have we concluded with the convention program report and everything as far as everybody's concerned? Okay. New business.
Okay, I'll move on to the presentations and workshops now.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That's please. Okay. And then you can move to new business.
So I'm sorry. I'm just jumping the gun.
Oh, no, that's okay. I just want to say, wow, you know, I came up with this wacky idea. Let's try this. Let's see if we can get people in our own group to present and get people to be interested and download and get involved. And I'm not kidding. This went beyond my wildest imagination for what a wacky idea. I know that there have been attempts at trying to get the workshops going before, and then they, like back in 2013, and then it just didn't continue. But you guys, for everybody that downloaded a workshop, for everybody that was there, for every presenter that took the time to prepare and to actually present, you guys are the real people that made this whole thing a success. And I totally commend everybody who participated. And I hope, I truly hope it'll continue. I have told Tom that I have started some new projects, and I will not have the time to continue as chair of the presentations and workshops committee. But I would like to be on the committee so I can help to run the Zoom controls now and then. And I truly hope someone will pick up the mantle of chair and keep this whole thing moving forward. Because I totally believe the presentations and workshops that have been conducted this past year is what has helped BITS get its membership increased to 106 members. I've been in BITS since 1999, and I don't ever remember us having 106 members. But it's all thanks to everybody who talked about it, who told their friends, and who participated. So I just want to thank everybody for that.
Well, you are sure welcome, Marlene. I'm sure.
And with that, that concludes my report.
Well, we have arrived at new business, and it turns out that we get to get a nominating committee report from none other than our fantastic chair of the nominating committee, Earlene Hughes.
Mm-hmm. You know, I've been looking forward to tonight because a lot of things will I get to take a break after tonight. Okay, so the nominating committee, we met, we had three meetings, and we had several email discussions going back and forth. And the nominating committee wishes to put the name of Kelsey Nicolay forward. And Mr. President, I would be remiss if I didn't say who the members of the nominating committee are. The members are David Tanner and Richard Villa, and I thank them for being available whenever we needed to meet. And that concludes my report.
Well, that leads us to what I believe to be a very cool election. The nominating committee has moved forward the name of Kelsey Nicolay as potential director position for this next 3 years. Are there any other nominations from the floor for that director position? That's number one. Are there any other nominations from the floor? Are there any other nominations from the floor for the office of director?
Move that the nominations, please.
Second.
Second, yeah.
And Kelsey be elected by acclamation.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? Congratulations, Kelsey. You are our new board member. And I at this point, go ahead. Kelsey, if you want to say a word or two, you sure can, because you've earned it.
Thank you, everyone. I didn't really, I kind of not applied for this thinking that I wasn't going to get selected, but, you know, it happened. So thank you, and I'm looking forward to sharing some new ideas and helping the organization move forward.
Well, that's great. With that thought in mind, I do want to
good
take
walk,
a moment.
Kelsey.
I also want to take a moment to thank Amanda Lee, because she really did, in the last year of her board membership, she did come step forward and she did help us out with various committees. And she's, I want again, as they say, thank you very much, Amanda, for your participation. I'm sorry we don't have her tonight to do it in person. Okay. We've had the situation where our next item of business is probably going to take a little bit of time. With that thought in mind, I would like to ask our chair of the Constitution Bylaws Committee if he has a report.
Well, I wasn't quite sure who was, whether I was handling that or someone else was.
Well,
isn't it?
I would say that if you want to indicate that you have sent the nominating, sent the Constitution out, the proposed changes to the email list.
Yes.
I think that would,
that
would be all that would be needed, at least for now.
So yes, I have sent out the all of the recommended changes that the committee came up with, and I want to thank everyone on that was on the committee, Richard Villa, Erling Hughes, Tyler Cavanaugh, Robert Rogers, even our illustrious president, Mr. Jones, for all of your contributions and help. I think we had some good discussions. I think we came up with a number of really good things. I would tell you that the last version, the revised version that was sent out yesterday, includes all of the changes. We missed two of them the first time it was sent out in May, and we apologize for that. But what you got in your email yesterday evening has everything, and I am going to let Erling explain exactly how you're going to be voting on that.
Ready for the roll, Ray Campbell is here.
Oh, welcome, Ray Campbell.
Thank you, Ray. That gives us 19.
Okay.
Yep.
20.
Okay, now I am going to ask for your patience. And just like when we vote, when we put names into nominations, you know how you say, are there any nominations on the floor? I'm going to say, I ask for your patience. So I ask for your patience three times. And when I do this, you're going to understand why. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to read one motion at a time. And I'll ask for a second, and I'll ask for the yeas and nays, and there may be a question or two about why we're about to do this, but I promise you it'll become clear. And I have no doubt that when we're done, you guys will understand why we're doing what we're doing. Okay. As the summary of the Constitution and Bylaws Committee report on which – the membership relied when approving the recommended amendments was inaccurate. I move that all such amendments passed at the 2017 annual meeting be declared null and void. Further, that the Constitution and bylaws adopted at the 2014 BITS annual meeting be declared to be in effect. Is there a second?
Mr. President, I'll second.
Okay.
What, for discussion,
Mr. Point of order, point of order.
Okay.
Please, please, I'm just asking, let's let John explain, and then when anyone wants to seek the floor from the president or the chair, please say your name so we'll all know who's trying to speak.
I apologize.
No problem. John, you're the seconded person.
I seconded it, yes. And by way of explanation, when we read the minutes, which accurately, and I had a clip played when I spoke to the meeting when as president, and I was also chair of that committee. So this is really on me. But when I spoke, and in an attempt to, we had many, many, many amendments, so I attempted to summarize them in categories, but my summarization was inaccurate. That's fact number one. Fact number two, it can be argued, well, you sent out the Constitution and bylaws, the full committee report. But people don't read it, and they can and should feel that they can rely on accurate information being given in a summary. It's on me that I failed to do that. I should have scripted it better. And we approved things that we did not intend to approve. Speaking very specifically, at least with respect to one of those things, we basically have put ourselves in a position where it would be virtually impossible to ever amend the Constitution again, and it needs to be. So we simply need to basically pull back. I'm sorry, this Twitter's coming in. I should have muted a buffer. We basically need to, and it's not just a sleight of hand. There's a credible basis for saying that what we did last year is null and void. We need to really begin again. And there's a procedure for doing that, which will unfold after we deal with this motion, because it's moot unless we pass it. And I urge that we do pass it. And I wouldn't urge it if I didn't know, you know, what I was talking about, if I didn't feel it really, a failure to do so may seriously impair this organization.
Mr. President, Ray Campbell, I would just like to say that based on your explanation, John, I have always certainly respected your knowledge of governance and your wanting to do things right. And so you're coming before me, for at least this voter, and saying, hey, we did it wrong, we've got to redo it, gives me enough confidence to say that, yes, I will vote in favor of this motion. And respect that, we need to do what's best for the organization. I believe people should read what they're said, but let's be realistic, it doesn't happen. Being a secretary, I don't know how many people read my minutes, but be that as it may. So I am fully prepared to vote for this motion and move BITS forward in what I think will be a positive direction. So I go along with John and urge that we vote in favor of this motion.
Thank you, Mr. Campbell.
Second.
Call for the question.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded that we set back the information that we had produced last year. All in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed?
Aye.
Okay. All right. Any...
please state if the motion is adopted.
This motion has adopted. So is there any further motions to come?
I have three more.
Okay. Go ahead, Ms. Vice President. Take it away.
I move that the Constitution and Bylaws 60-day amendment provision be waived for the purpose of adopting BITS Life membership amendments that were adopted at the 2017 annual meeting.
Second.
I ask second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded that we pull back the 60-day requirement, waive that requirement. Any discussion?
Karen Campbell.
Karen Campbell, go ahead.
What this means that we basically were waiving the requirement. Does this mean we're adopting the amendments from last year? Because I thought that was the problem.
No. This only means that we're going back to the 2014 Constitution, which is now in effect. That Constitution still had the 60-day requirement for this. And since last year, we want to make a life membership a legal thing again, we want to fix this. So that's the best I have. All those in favor of this motion, say aye.
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 Opposed?
So we still have life members.
You guys are still okay.
You're still good. Living.
Now we are good. Now,
two more motions.
And yep. I think this will cover it, and I think we're going to be doing well. Go ahead.
We're on a roll here, and thank you guys for your patience. I move that the Constitution and Bylaws Committee reconvene before July 18th for the purpose of preparing, reviewing, and presenting BITS Life membership amendments to the membership. Is there a second?
Second.
It's been moved and go ahead.
Oh, quick question. This is Ray Campbell.
My question is, what is that? If we're talking about reinstating the life membership amendments, thought the previous motion allowed us to do that, or allowed us to do that. We actually had to do the actual process.
There are certain amendments that have to be voted on from the 2014 Constitution to properly and bylaws to properly put this in effect. So I just thought it was best, rather than do it tonight, I thought it was best to reconvene the committee so we can go over it, so we can make sure we have everything in order, and we're going to deal with how we're going to handle the next meeting at the end of this meeting.
Mr. President?
David?
Yes. I would like to not only second her recommendation, but I believe I understand that, you know, since we did what we did with 2017, at this point, we have no way to say what life members are going to pay or anything, so we got to do something.
Exactly.
That's
the reason for this.
Can I ask a question? Question?
Yes. Yeah.
This is Renee. Just a question. The people that already are life members, does that get rolled back, or does that have a different criteria?
It will resuscitate you.
No, that's the reason. That's the reason for the revival of the life members.
Renee, I membership. Promise you don't have to pay again.
you better promise that.
Renee, will
you got that right. There's a bunch of people involved in that one.
Renee, we'll decide later whether you owe more interest or not.
Okay, thank you guys.
Make it before September, before the budget runs out.
Okay, let's do what we can to get this taken care of so we can get this on track and roll this thing through. If there's no other discussion, all those in favor of the stated motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? And we have another motion, I think, from Missed by statement.
I should first, before I read the last motion, Mr. Chair, I should defer to you to find out if there's any other business before we proceed to recess.
Okay. I would actually say that as far as I know, there is nothing else to do at this point. So go ahead with your motion.
I move that this meeting recess until Wednesday, July 18th at 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Pacific Time, at which voting on 2018 proposed amendments will commence.
Second.
Very quick question.
Yes, Mr. McCann.
We kind of batted this around. I mean, I'm not going to second guess. Are you sure the 18th leaves you enough time? If a thing is worth doing, it's worth doing well. I'm not on the committee, so I'm not going to second guess that thing. Summer, well, I mean, you're not going to convention, but and I don't know how many members of the committee are going to. If you think it's enough time, I'm not going to second guess it.
I do. I have not spoken to the chair, but I know what's ahead of us. And okay. I do believe it will be fine with it.
Now,
yeah, the amendments are okay. I mean, what's...
Well, I do have a problem. I have a board meeting with another organization on Monday the 18th.
Wednesday the 18th of July.
It's not this month.
Oh, July. I'm sorry. I was thinking June
18th. No, we're not going to make you do it that fast.
It is after convention.
Thank you. I'll wake up any minute all, now.
This is all.
I want to make you do it that fast, David.
Thanks, David.
Sorry about that.
Okay. So, there is a motion on the floor that we recess until July 18th for the purpose of dispensing the
readdressing.
Ray Campbell with just a clarifying question.
Yes,
the time on that meeting was 8 Eastern, 8. 7 Central, 5 Pacific.
Exactly.
And okay. Mr. President, I need to restate the motion because it's not readdressing. Yep. So
okay.
I move that this meeting recess until Wednesday, July 18th, 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern, 7 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Pacific time, at which time voting on 2018 proposed amendments will commence.
Excellent.
Second. I'll second.
Yeah, it already has been, but.
Yeah. Oh,
all those in favor say aye.
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 This meeting is in recess.